Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, welcome to this episode of Like Muhammad from iRib English Radio. In this program, we try to have a look at different characteristics and aspects of the life of our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since he was a perfect example of a Muslim and servant of God. And in order for us to follow an example, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best possible one. Our subject for today is reticence in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his idea about this concept and its opposite action, which is being talkative. Taking into account the risks caused by living tongue-free, ethics scholars have deemed silence in cases when speaking is unnecessary as one of the ways for prevention of those great risks. And a lot of traditions are mentioned about it from the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household alayhi wasallam. And this is the reason why a number of great men have started purification of their carnal soul from this matter. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself practiced reticence and encouraged Muslims to avoid so much of talk, because one feature of a wise and prudent person is reticence. For silence ensures a man against a lot of sins. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this short and meaningful phrase, "Man samita naja," which means whoever mourns is saved. In another narration, he holds, إِنَّ أَكْثَرَ خَطَايَ ابْنِ آدَمَ فِي لِسَانِهِ. Most of man's mistakes are in his tongue. You know, there are lots of reasons for the dangers of our tongue, and the emphasis of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on avoiding too much of speak is only and only for the sake of our benefits. Let's talk about some harms that could be resulted by being too much talkative. Well, depriving others of their opportunity to talk is the first one. When somebody speaks too much, others might keep quiet in his or her respect. But if the talkative person doesn't notice how much rude it is to deprive others to participate in a chat, then nobody would have the opportunity to talk and in some cases defend their own ideology. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَ صَمُوتًا وَقُورًا فَدْنُوا مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يُلْقِي الْحِكْمَةِ. When you find a believer silent and courtly, contact with him, that he teaches you wisdom. Another disadvantage of speaking too much is becoming deprived of getting to know others' thoughts and beliefs. A person who spends most of his or her time talking and showing personal ideas wouldn't get the opportunity to learn from others and even see whether his or her thoughts and ideas are right. In that regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَقْلِ نَقَصَ الْكَلَامِ. As intelligence grows, speech decreases. In addition to the fact that silence is the best means for receiving reflection power, this hadith may refer to this point that a plenty of mental power are used for speaking, and when these energies are saved, they will form a massive power by which understanding great realities is possible. Furthermore, silence is tranquilizer of soul and moderator of sentiments. The third culmination of being talkative is the bothering that it causes for others, and hence they would start to dislike the talkative person and even avoid accompanying him or her. All of us might have witnessed situations when we ask a simple question from such a person and then they would start talking about not only that issue but also a lot of periphery subjects. That kind of behavior might have bothered us and made us not to ask any more questions. A perfect example for us is to see how our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to answer people's questions. There are lots of stories about him that show how much precise and comprehensive his answers were. And the fourth danger of chattiness is that it makes man improvident because it increases man's errors, decreases his or her shame, and breaks the barriers of shame. As a result of excess of errors, it simplifies evil deeds for man. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, العبادة عشرة أجزاء تسعة منها في الصمت. Worship has got 10 portions, 9 of which exist in silence. Okay, now let's have a short break and we will be back in no time.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Like Muhammad from iRibe English Radio. We're talking about reticence and how much dangers it could have for the person who is so much talkative. It influences his or her social relations and how much, in fact, it is debunked in Islam. Well, it shouldn't be mistaken that silence is, in fact, a sort of avoiding sin. And in cases that man finds a desire to do sins like slander, when he selects continence and silence, he has acquired a virtue for his or her health. It should also be mentioned that silence when speaking is necessary is considered as one of the greatest faults, you know. And it is a sign of weakness, humbleness, disability, lack of spiritual bravery, and fear of else than God. It is also noteworthy that as the most of sins are performed by tongue, a large portion of services and good deeds like God's remembrance, guiding people, training, education, be to good and forbid of wrong, warfare with utterance too are performed by tongue. And we should try to do all of these good deeds as frequent as we can. So it is not in this way that speaking too much is bad, you know. It depends on the purpose and the intention of the speaker. And you can use your tongue and be talkative for good deeds. And that is, in fact, encouraged. And one last point is this beautiful hadith from the Messenger of Allah, who said, أَرْبَعَةُ لَا يُصِيبُهُنَّ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنْ الصُّمْتُ وَهُوَ أَوَّلُ الْعِبَادَةِ. There are four things that only believers can reach them. Silence, which is the first step to worship. This narration again shows how much emphasis our Holy Prophet ﷺ devoted to reticence, that he saw it as the first step of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hope we could learn from him and consider all the harm that speaking too much can bring to us. Okay, dear listeners, we ran out of time for this episode. Today we talked about reticence and its opposite conduct, which is being too much talkative. We said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam never spoke too much, and he always encouraged Muslims to choose silence over useless speeches. I hope we all could be true followers of our great Prophet and make him happy and pleased of our conduct. Thank you very much for being with us today. I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafiullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.